Next for Meet the Candidates, we welcome Mike McHugh. He's a Democrat running out of District 2, and he would like votes for these to be state representative. He joins us now on the phone from the rural Aberdeen area. Mike McHugh, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Laurie, and thanks for the opportunity to visit with you and your listeners here at South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Give us an idea why now for you. Why now seek votes for the State House to represent your constituents in Pierre?
Well, I've been a lifelong resident of Brown County. My wife, Mary, and I have four children and two grandchildren. I see the things that are going on in our national politics with NAFTA, TPP, and the tariffs that have been recently introduced. South Dakota raises 241 million bushels of soybeans and 736 million bushels of corn. With the $2 decline in the price of beans since the end of May and approximately 70 cent decline in corn, that means that the potential income in South Dakota is going to be $480 million less from soybeans and $515 million less from corn. So that's a potential $995 million decline in potential income for the state of South Dakota. And that's just in those two commodities. That's not counting the other crops and livestock that are produced in South Dakota. So, I know the legislature probably can't do a lot about those on the national level, but, these declines in potential income are going to have a very devastating effect on our sales tax revenues. And also, it's going to be very devastating for individual producers.
Right.
So, I feel farmers don't want subsidies. We want markets. We don't want to be considered welfare recipients under the new plan that has been proposed out of Washington. Commodity groups, are existent in almost every commodity, and they've worked to research new product development, to develop new customers by bringing trade delegations over from foreign countries to see the way we produce commodities in South Dakota and in the nation, and also gone to those countries and visited with their trade representatives to find the what we can do to make our commodities match their requirements. So, we will probably lose a lot of market share. China has been one of our big customers. They have been getting beans from South America, from Brazil and Argentina. I've heard recently that they're also looking the Black Sea region and Ukraine region to get more soybeans produced there. So once we lose that market share that we've commodity groups have worked so hard to gain over the last several decades, it's going to be hard to recoup it and get it back.
So much of the conversation coming out of Pierre, as well as coming out of Washington, is about that ag industry where you have decades of experience. And some of what I remember from the recent session, legislative session, was about this concept of precision ag and some of the new places that the industry in South Dakota could potentially go. What's your interest in that, and where do you think that we need to move forward?
Well, I'm very supportive of the higher education that's going on in South Dakota. I'm a graduate of Northern State University, and I'm, extremely interested in and want to see continue the new science center and the other improvements that are going to be going on the northern campus, the precision ag endeavors that are going on down at South Dakota State University, I think are very important. The technical schools, the programs that they offer provide a very bright future for our young citizens. As far as the precision ag thing goes, I make the comment a number of times. I worked for a period of time at Wells Fargo Auto Finance here in Aberdeen, and I made the comment when I retired from there that, I won't have to learn the new computer system that they were bringing on board. My tenant didn't tell me that I was going to have to learn the computer system in the tractor to be able to run the John Deere up
right.
And down the field. So it's a very important thing, and it's becoming ever more increasing with using GPS to guide the tractors, autonomous tractors running alongside the combines as they're unloading and then going over unloading into semis. So, yeah. You know, it's a area where we do need a lot more educational opportunities, and the precision ag thing down at Brookings will provide a lot of that and make South Dakota a leader in that in-demand field.
And really need some forward thinking. And when you look back into your past, you have some family connections to, you know, a time when that forward thinking was really needed in state leadership as well. Tell us a little bit about that background.
Well, yes, my dad was a member of the legislature, both the Senate and the House, and he for 40 years when he ran the ranch here, he maintained crop improvement test plots on the ranch in conjunction with the Cooperative Extension Service out of Brookings. He was, you know, helpful in getting new varieties of wheat and barley and small grains utilized in South Dakota. My dad's stepfather, Isaac Lincoln, that our operation is called the Lincoln Ranch, and it's named after Isaac Lincoln, who was instrumental back in the days when they were setting up the university systems. He was instrumental in getting the campus of Northern State University located at Aberdeen. It was Northern Normal and Industrial School back in those days, but Lincoln Hall on the campus of Northern is named in his honor because of that.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to In the Moment on SDPB Radio. We're in Meet the Candidates, and my guest is Mike McHugh. He's running for state representative from District 2. And as you talk to voters, what are some of the, are you really hearing a strong voice from farmers and producers right now, folks talking about education? Are there other topics that come up again and again that people say, yeah, this is what is needed in Pierre to take South Dakota, you know, to the next level in economic development or education or other areas? What are you hearing?
Well, as I said a few minutes ago, you know, farmers don't want to be thought of as welfare recipients. We don't want to have subsidies. We want to have markets. I think one of the ways we can expand markets is if I was in the legislature, I'd like to see something implemented to expand the use of E30 and biofuels in our state and county and city vehicles. You know, we have police and emergency vehicles, trucks, road work equipment, and construction equipment. I think they should all be using biofuels. It would give us an added market for our ag commodities, which, you know, are the raw materials that for refining biofuels. Mm-hmm. I'd also like to encourage individuals to use biofuels in all their vehicles. For the years that I farmed, ever since ethanol became available in the late 80s, that was all we ever had delivered to our bulk tank here at the farm. We used it probably driving a cumulative 1.5 million, 2 million miles in the vehicles that we had on the roads. And, we never really have had any problems with engines or the type of things that you hear on the news. So that's one of the things I see, people talking about is the use of those.
Right.
There's also been a lot of, you know, talk and concern about the ethics and problems that have been going on with EB5 and Gear Up and those types of issues that have been, you know, plaguing South Dakota here the last few years.
Yeah. So tell me just in the final 30 seconds or so that we have left, what kind of character and integrity do you plan on bringing into the State House that voters can rely on?
Well, as I say, I've been, you know, involved in agriculture all my life. I've been a member of the Ordway Township Board of Directors here in my local community. As I say, I've served on the Northern Electric Cooperative and SCREA. So I think that those, I've learned from those a lot of issues, a lot of ideas that we do need to have as far as keeping an open meetings and keeping open books for people to see what's going on. And I think that's the important part of here in South Dakota is to have open meetings, open books, and have good records so that we can see what's going on in our governmental agencies.
Mike McHugh, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Lori.